gotta do a podcast right quick.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Podcast?
Yeah, it's recording right now. You can... No? Tight lip?
That's fine. No big deal. All right, I'm ready.
Okay, so your nickname is Kendrick.
Kendrick?
Yeah.
Okay.
You get it?
Kendrick Lamar. That's
no,
cool.
Yeah. Well, okay. Anyway, so on today's episode, we have Mr. Kendrick. He is a pre-owned manager at a used car dealership. Or actually, not a used car dealership, but at a dealership that will also remain anonymous. So we'll get started with how you got into the auto industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, I started the auto industry by chance. I needed a job out of college, and I didn't have anyone to hire me at the time. I was selling electronics at Sears when I was in college, and I had to move back home due to personal reasons, and it was hard to find a job. And I saw an ad in the paper about you can make $5,000 to $8,000 a month first starting your first month. I'm like, oh man, I need that kind of money. And so I went to see this ad. Of course, the ad was a sales training expo. I had to like pay $495 for this class, and I'm already broke. I'm like, I need a job. I don't have money to pay for a job. And so my grandmother gave me the money for the class, and I took the class and got hired and been selling cars. That started in 2001, so 18 years ago.
What did you get your major or your?
In college?
Mm-hmm.
International business.
Ah.
I wanted to be a financial advisor.
Mm-hmm.
My background, I used to be in a mentorship program at Merrill Lynch when I was in high school, starting from 10th grade until I was a senior. And I didn't go as planned to go to that route. That's what happened.
Have you heard of Joe Verde?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I was reading his book over the make $100,000 a year selling your first year. And it's funny how you mentioned that you got this job through this ad.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was talking about that, how he got in the sales industry because of an ad in a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And he started doing like pinstripes, so you most likely know. But I thought that's so kind of old school.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah. That's what I see this guy.
So did you start out at this dealership?
No, I started at a Chrysler dealership.
Mm-hmm.
It was so funny because I was so green. I was a kid, like 20 years old at the time, 19 years old at the time. I thought cars were like the best thing ever. I could always love cars as a kid. And so I started this Chrysler dealership being a young man with two kids at the time. And it was stressful because they told me, okay, you don't get paid unless you sell anything. So I'm like, okay. So I had to learn to believe in myself very early, because I knew if I didn't sell anything, I wouldn't make any money for my family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I worked there for 4 months, and I went to a Ford dealership after that. And the Ford dealership I stayed for about a year. And then I left and went to a Chevrolet dealership for about 4 months. Then I went to a Nissan dealership where I stayed for 7 years. And I moved here in 2008 from Louisiana, and I've been working here for 11 years.
Oh, so you were, when you said that you had to go back home, you meant Louisiana?
Back home where?
Oh, after college, you have to go back home?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know you were from Louisiana.
Yes.
I thought you were from here.
No, from Louisiana, yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. From what part of Louisiana?
Zachary, Louisiana.
I don't know where that is.
It's a small town outside Baton Rouge.
Okay.
It's about 30 miles north.
Kind of know where that's at.
Yeah.
Okay, so started here in 2008. You've been here for 11 years.
Yeah.
When you came in 2008, did you start as a salesperson?
Yes, I did.
And how long did it take you to climb up?
Well, it took me 3 years.
Okay.
I came here seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
I was like the car guy
from
my hometown. I had billboards in the city with my face on it.
Mm.
And so when I came here, I wanted opportunity. I wanted to be a manager really, really bad.
Okay.
I wanted to show what I can do on a grander scale, because I knew I could sell cars and make a living. That was easy for me, but I wanted to show others that I can actually run a dealership and because my ultimate goal was to own my own dealership.
Okay.
And so when I came here, it was scary because I'm in a new city, not knowing anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing how I used to work in Louisiana, I didn't have to work every day. I worked 3 days a week, and I sold 25 plus cars a month,
okay,
working very minimal times just because I knew where to find people.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I came here, I had to start all over from scratch. And it was at a difficult time because I came here in the end of 2008, started selling cars.
Mm.
And so that was during a recession period with the mortgage crashing. And then right after that, we had the tsunami that hit in 2009. And so all our inventory got wiped out. So that first year was very tough for me in the car sales. But that all helped me to galvanize myself to perform at a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did was I advertised myself vigorously, and I just worked. I worked smart. I became a social butterfly at work.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2011, I got promoted to my first management position.
At this dealership?
At this dealership, yes.
And was that for new car or certain?
That's pre-owned.
Pre-owned.
Yes.
So you've always been the pre-owned manager?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I started off selling new cars.
Okay.
And I was never like, I'd sold and used cars, but I thought I'd be always working in new cars.
Mm-hmm.
But pre-owned actually is more toward what I like because it's actually, everything's variable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very quick and I'm thinking on the fly and being, mm-hmm, and moving, and with moving parts, I can improvise very easily and make things work. And that's, it actually fits my personality being pre-owned.
So just so, can you explain the difference between new car and pre-owned for people,
okay,
who might not?
Well, pre-owned is a car that has been owned already. It has a value, like a new car. Okay, it's 400 new cars on any given lot. And you have 50 white ones, 50 red ones, 50 black ones. That car is cookie cutter. You can always get another one just like it.
Mm-hmm.
But a pre-owned car is different than that because the person that owned it, you don't know how they treated it, the car. Every car is a different story.
Mm-hmm.
And so dealing with those and dealing with the values of cars, because in pre-owned, the values change every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a variable, like a stock. Like I wanted to be a stock financial advisor. And so I'm still kind of doing it, but in cars. Because stocks change every day. Values of cars change every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so my job is to make sure that I'm buying them at the lowest I can get in the market and actually maximize on profit and make the highest I can at that time. And that's what my job is every day, variables.
Okay. And now, could you explain the difference between the sales and the manager?
Sales, I tell people, is pretty much your best job security position in a dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're good and you're consistent, you cannot replace that person.
Mm-hmm.
You're only as good as your army. And the salespeople are the most important piece of the dealership. Managers are just people that make sure things are run smoothly and make,
mm-hmm,
sure the salespeople have what they need and stay motivated. That's what,
mm-hmm,
our jobs are, to make things happen that that maybe that salespeople need help with. And we use our expertise to help them work through things smoothly and help them stay at an even keel mentally,
mm-hmm,
while going through these months. Because every day to come to sales cars, you have to actually make sure you actually are motivated to do everything you have to do, because a customer is your captive audience. And that's your only way to make money, is make that customer think what you're thinking,
mm-hmm,
to let them say yes. And so I always believe that sales is the most important position of the dealership. My job is how I execute my management style,
mm-hmm,
is how well the salespeople will do. Because most managers, they look at, I've sold cars 10 years before I got promoted.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've learned, I worked through with many salespeople, many sales managers that were very mean to their salespeople. And so if you're that way to your sales, to your army, how your army is gonna want to fight and get that extra money and go have an extra, and they already, you come to work not knowing what you're gonna make,
mm-hmm,
as a salesperson, and to have that extra pressure that of a disrespectful manager that doesn't respect you, that's like being in an abusive household. And so my style, I like to motivate the salesperson and empower them to be powerful than me. Because if they are, my job is run smoothly.
Got it. Now, since you're the pre-owned manager, mm-hmm. and you have been in the industry for quite some time, mm-hmm. What seasoned salespeople would tell me is, you know, I miss those days where we had one car, one sedan, one SUV. You came in, we didn't talk about price, you bought and you left. Mm-hmm. Now, as a manager working all of these years, have you noticed the change in the market of how people buy cars?
Yes, I have. It's been, and it's funny because out of the 18 years I've been doing this, the market has changed, and the way people have been buying cars is different. The consumer's smarter, and that's mm-hmm. good, because now salespeople, we can take this cloak of dishonesty off our back now, mm-hmm. because now that doesn't live, because you can't be dishonest when all the information's right there in your face, mm-hmm. for anyone to see. Let's see. He's done. Sorry, excuse me.
No, you go ahead. So do you have any interesting stories that you would like to share?
Interesting stories.
About your employees, about your customers.
Well, I can tell you that this car business, we have stories every day. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of hard to pick one. Mm-hmm. But it's a very fun thing when you can live your life and not have the same thing happen every day. Your processes that you may go through may be the same, but the people mm-hmm. you meet, the stories and the situations change daily. Mm-hmm. That's one of the best things I can say about this job and this career, because everything changes daily. Everything's mm-hmm. variable. The people you meet, the people you come in contact with, mm-hmm. It's just mesmerizing about some of the stories that we can touch people's lives. And we sell cars professionally, but these people buy cars recreationally, and it went every couple years. Mm-hmm. And it's our job to actually just make the process pleasant for them. That's all our job is. And so with that, making a pleasant process for these people, we can make lifelong friends due to this. And that's what is pleasant for me doing this long. Because every day I can actually touch someone's life, and someone may touch mine. And I can see, and also with me in my seat, the most gratifying thing I get from my job is to see people come to work for me, and they didn't know how to eat a certain way. And I was able to show them and change their lives, mm-hmm. and they can live and make a certain type of money that they never made before. That's like the most gratifying thing about my job, is to see people elevate their life, because I preach freedom. Yes, everyone would love to say as a manager, yes, I want you to work for me forever. No, I want the salesperson to have freedom, because I bet if your job is something that you love to do, if you would do it for free, you'd do it for the rest of your life. But if you would not do this job for free, freedom is what you need. And so I preach to my salespeople, galvanize yourself, become the best at your craft that you can be, save your money so you can actually have freedom and do whatever you want to do. And that's what that's my message I try to tell to all people and all careers, and actually this career I'm in right now. And I'm just like a messenger to tell people that, hey, look, man, God has you in this place right now. He wants you to master where you are before you move to the next step. We all are not where we are on accident. We're all here for a purpose, and we're here, we was placed here, and nothing happens on accident. So you master where you are so you can graduate to the next step in life. And that's what I preach.
If there's anything that you wish customers would know, what would it be, or what are the things?
Customers should know that, I wouldn't say customers should know things. Customers now, with the information boom, mm-hmm. Instagram, social media, Facebook, all these different platforms, smartphones you have, you can check everything. The customer's well informed. I would tell customers that we're here to serve them for what their needs are. And that's all it is. The dishonest part of the business for our stage is not, so you don't have to actually have that armor up anymore, because all the information is right there for you for the taking. You have another human being that you're talking to that actually wants to sell cars, that actually wants to sell your car, just trying to make a living the best way they possibly can. And so if we can merge that to be a great marriage between two parties, one wants a car, one just want to make a living and actually help them buy a car, is everything would go smoothly. But the days of people being dishonest, I never worked at dealerships that did those things. I've been fortunate to always work at upper echelon dealerships that integrity is one of the most things that you want to live by. But yes, I know that there are dishonest people everywhere in every walk of life. The dishonest doctors, lawyers, accountants, there are dishonest people in every walk of life. But I just know that a customer should just, when they come to us, just take the guard off and we'll take care of them.
That's a perfect ending. Did you want to share anything else before?
No. Okay. It's pretty cool to talk about what I do, because I do it all the time. But talking on this type of platform is pretty cool. And I appreciate you allowing me to speak on what I do.
Thank you. And I do thank you for taking the time. I see that you're busy, too. Okay. So, especially as a pre-owned manager.
Okay.
I didn't know what I was going to get today, because you do have those pre-owned managers that, like you said before, are ass. Assholes, and I didn't know what to expect today, so it was a very good experience.
Life is we're all in this thing connected together. I really feel that. And how am I gonna disrespect someone that's actually trying to just get through their daily life? And if I can help, it's not taking any skin off my back by helping you, and so that's not a big deal. You helping me by letting me profess what's in my mind. So this is therapy for both of us. It's all, we all worked out. I feel better now because I just talked about what I do.
It's so a therapy for you. I get an A. We win.
Both ways. But cool. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Cool.